Hey guys, it's Annis, and I thought about this recently. Just kind of like how my presence on GWA has changed to some extent. Well, not so much my presence, but like my contribution and like my focuses and things like that. When I first got verified, my thoughts were that, I was going to, just make audios and that I'd try to come up with whatever ideas for audios that I could. I'd do some script fills in between because I wanted to bring other people's works to life. A little ways in, I thought, huh, something I'd like to contribute is writing scripts. Because before, I did like request fills, or not request fills, I mean requests. I did like three requests, I think. And one of the requests never really went anywhere. I mean, I could still do something with it, but not like right now. One request got filled, and one of my requests, I kind of flipped it around and ended up doing it myself, hilariously. But, well, the scenario, anyway. It got to a point after writing scripts for a while that I got better at writing scripts. I got better at doing audios, and both of them got better side by side, and in terms of both, I tried to spread out as much as I could. I've done audios and scripts in all kinds of ways. I've done rape audios and scripts, and I've done incest audios and scripts, and I've done a lot of fantasy scripts, and I've done a lot of did some I've done like a set of poetry. I've done plenty of poetry myself, so I've kind of bounced around, but it got to a point where finding time where I could record became scarce. I've probably mentioned in somewhere in an audio somewhere that I have two roommates. My walls are pretty thin. I live in the bottom floor room, so things going on in the living room are readily, like, I can hear them. And it's probably a pretty good feeling that people can hear me if unless I'm being like really low in terms of my speaking voice. So privacy is kind of not a thing unless it's like really early in the morning or like really late at night when people are asleep. So after my roommate got his second job while he was here, for the most part, he was in the living room a lot more. And because of that, it was really limiting my time because the best time for me to record is in the evening on weekdays. And like in the mornings, I don't feel like recording. Like I feel like lazing around, not doing anything, and I know it's not really the best thing to do. I should be up and at 'em and whatever, but I don't feel like doing things. Like I wanna, get up, and by the time I'm awake enough to do audio, someone's probably up and about or doing whatever, and then it just chains and chains and chains along until, and don't necessarily get things done. And I know I'm not the only one who's probably got that issue, but while I haven't been able to necessarily record often, I have been able to record. I have some audios that are just chilling on Soundgasm, and I try to add more and more as when I get the chance. And I especially am gonna be attentive to doing challenges on Gone Wild Audible, community stuff on Backstage when I get an opportunity, and stuff like that for sure. Because I want my focus to be more of community than being a poster. Because I'm part of this community, and you know, like one of the biggest things, another thing was that, like, for a little bit, I couldn't listen to audios at work because we had an enhancement to our Wi-Fi at work that slowed streaming on certain channels down a lot. Like, it didn't affect YouTube, but it seriously affected, like, Soundgasm and Spotify and Reddit in general, it seemed like. And it also managed to block sites on the public Wi-Fi, even if you were, like, not on an actual, like, computer in the building. So, like, some things were inaccessible entirely unless I was on my data, which at the time I didn't have unlimited data. I had 5 gigs a month. I had some rollover data, but like that shit stacks up real quick. Hey, Puggo. He's licking my head. You can probably hear him. So, oh, I love you too, Mr. Man. So I ended up thinking about alternative phone plans. And then I forgot. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. I'm still paying off this phone because I split the payments up across like however long. So I still got like, I think like close to $200 left to pay off on this phone. So I'd have to pay that off up front. And then, you know, I heard about this Google thing, which sounded really great, but then I'd have to buy a Google phone. So I thought, fuck it, I'm just gonna get unlimited data. So I basically only paid like $20 more to get unlimited data. So fuck yeah. So now as long as I'm not going above 22 gigs, I can use about that much data without it slowing down. So that's pretty cool. So now I can listen to audios at work again, which is the main place I listen to audios. Because when I'm at home, you know, I try to focus on recording or jamming or maybe I'm doing stuff, so it's the optimum time for me to listen to audios. Anyway, I got a little off track. So yeah, with script writing, it occurred to me that I don't need to worry about posting audios. You know, because I will still do that, but it doesn't need to be my focus. I'm a Gone Wild Audible squad member, you know, so I've got that going for me in terms of like what I'm doing. You know, which I haven't gotten any questions and all that yet, but I feel like at some point I will. I've got my subreddit where I can post just whatever the fuck I want, which for anyone who's listening who, you know, if you're a poster and you don't have your own sub, I would strongly recommend it because it's a great place to be able to give people exclusive content. It's a great place to vent your thoughts and kind of just get to know people. You know, it's a great place to post stuff that you couldn't normally post on like GWA or Gone Wild Audible or Backstage or whatever. Stuff like this, you know, obviously. Not safe for work photos, whatever you want to put up, pug pictures, so, but yeah, so I've got to focus on script writing, and doing so, and especially I had to take a break from recording, and doing so kind of like really helped me like bud my creativity. And like when you step away from something for a while, you come back with a nice fresh perspective, and it's always nice. So a lot of my scripts lately have been pretty dope in my opinion. I've been spreading out. Granted, I did a lot of fantasy ones recently, but they're very different in terms of like scenarios in any case, so, and they're longer. They're definitely longer, which is definitely not a bad thing. So I think I'm clocking in at close to 10-minute audios now for my script fills lately, it seems like. Close to 10 minutes, which is pretty good. That's about optimal, in my opinion. So yeah. And the way that I ended up making that happen, it all depends on, like, I've got this weird thing about the way that I write things. So, in my notebook, I group up paragraphs in lines of four, and then I write it on paper, and I come up with a working title, and then I come up with tags that I'm pretty sure will be used, and then as I write it, I include more tags in the list, and I kind of just, wherever my script goes, it just goes. I do not outline these. I don't have a very particular idea. It's just I have an idea of kinks and things like that that I think I want to include, and then I work. I feel like it becomes a lot more organic and spontaneous that way. And lately, like at work, maybe I'll forget my notebook, or like I've gotten into the habit of writing just on blank sheets of printer paper. And what that does is it compartmentalizes my brain into writing smaller and being able to write a lot more because there's not lines constraining my space. So, like, I've heard that generally speaking, having limits put on yourself makes you more creative. So, like, I don't know, I felt like I can write more. Is that the opposite of that? I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I'm not gonna bother editing this or doing anything. I'm just rambling. So I'll literally just write on printer paper and I'll be able to fit more. I write really small. I don't think it, I mean, if anybody's seen like the picture of my script notebook on my intro post, I write fucking really small. And I've had a lot of comments from people be like, "Yo, you write really small." And I'm like, "Conserve space though." So anyway, and on top of the scripts and the squad and the audios, like and I've been listening more, so I'm kind of back up to where I want to be. Because I like to listen to audio so that I can like basically, motivate people to keep posting. If you're gonna be on here, then I'm hoping you're gonna stick around and grow and explore yourself. A lot of people will verify and just leave. And I think a lot of that may have to do with the comments and PMs that people might get. But if they see some positivity in places like what I can put out, maybe they'll want to stick around because I feel like a community is better if you get regulars. And then when the regulars want to, get up with other regulars and start integrating in the community, it becomes something awesome. So, being able to listen to audios is good, especially for newcomers. I actually listened to a couple of like relatively new posters today and told them, "Hey, good stuff. We don't hear a lot of that around here. Glad to hear it." Heck, there was an Aussie that verified today, and anybody who pays attention to me knows that I am crazy about Australian accents. My favorite accent. I'm probably not going to be posting anything at all next week because I'm traveling up to Canada this Saturday. I'm going to be staying with a friend. I'm probably going to do an audio about my trip, and I'll probably get some pictures too, to like to show you guys like the things I've seen. And so I'm going to be focusing on that. I'm probably going to post some audios before I leave. That way, like, you guys have something to kind of chew on in the meantime. I'll have something for both Audible and GWA. So you guys can look forward to those. I'm gonna have a fair bit of layover time on the days that I'm going there and coming back. So I will probably spend some time writing scripts to pass the time. which is, I think, a productive use of my time, all things considered. I'll probably be reading and, you know, checking out some other shit in the meantime, too. It won't be too bad. Listen to music. Listen to audios, probably. At least on, like, my flight and coming back. Listen to some audios. But while I'm actually there and out and about, though, you probably won't hear from me, if at all. But don't worry. I'm going to be fine. It's going to be cold. It's new. I've never traveled alone. I've never traveled outside of the country. So it's a really big step for me. So wish me luck. I wanted to travel outside of the country before the end of my life. Not saying I'm going to die soon, but, you know, sometimes you get into that mode of, I can just put it off, it's going to be fine, and then you end up never doing it. And I had a friend who actually wanted to travel to Japan, but, like, even at its cheapest, a flight to Japan per person is, like, $1,200, which, I just don't really know if I have that to sling around for funsies. On top of, like, the fact that, you know, it's such a huge difference in culture, and I don't really think that's the best place to go in terms of, like, your first out-of-country experience. So I thought it makes sense to go to a place that, you know, isn't too different culturally-wise. And, you know, it's not incredibly far, so my flight is pretty reasonable, price-wise. And I know somebody, I know people in Canada, you know, and I have a friend who was willing to let me lodge with him. So, that's good. Free lodging is a huge expense I'm not going to have to pay for. And I've got someone who can kind of help me show me around the area a little bit. So, kind of free tour guide a little bit. So that's just a little, I just wanted a little thoughts on that to put out there. I've been meaning to make a ramble for like the last like 2 weeks, and I just couldn't organize my thoughts well enough to keep with it and like give you guys something to chew on. Oh, and I've got another pug audio, by the way, that I've got in the hopper, so you guys will get more cuteness later on, so you have that to look forward to as well. I got a lot to look forward to, actually, in the next coming months. I've got a show with my band coming up in May. There's just a bunch of really awesome shows playing around my area that's really good. May is also when my birthday is, so that's pretty cool. I've got a friend who's going to be visiting probably from another state around that point, so that's going to be cool. June, Game of Thrones next season. Oh, yeah. And any of you naysayers who don't like Game of Thrones or who are just like, meh, you can leave the hall now. That's fine. There's a reason why it's generally, why some of the episodes on that show are literally some of the top rated things in IMDb. So stoked on that. And I don't know what's going to be in store for the rest of the year, but these next coming months will be dope. And I'm probably going to tour with my band when we drop our album, which is almost finished with its first phase before it gets mastered. And we're also trying to put a festival together. We're trying to get a bunch of local acts that, you know, are still actually playing, and, we're probably going to make it for charity. Like my bandmate was thinking of donating the money to No Kill Shelters, 'cause he's more of an animal kind of guy, as well as like an environmental kind of guy. So he's more along the lines of like donating money to help animals. So I was all about that. And as far as I know, a lot of the other acts we've talked to have been cool with that idea as well. So that'll be pretty cool.
Well, I guess that's really, it's about all I could think about. Anybody who really sat down and bothered to listen to this, thank you. I want to give an official thank you to everyone because I recently reached over 50 subscribers. Subscribers. Thank you. I mean, you know, all I do on this is basically post some of my stuff from Audible. I post pug audios, I post pug pictures, you know, stuff like that. And it's a master place for some of my work. And so thank you guys for bothering to chill, to come to my space and listen. I'm actually getting fairly close to 50 scripts, I think, which is another milestone. I mean, I've been on here since like the end of August of last year, and like it's crazy that I've come so far ahead now. It's pretty awesome, and I don't see any end in sight, really. I'm happy to have you guys. You guys really do like lift me up. I mean, not that I often need to be lifted up, but I mean, you guys keep me afloat, maybe is what I'm saying. Like, I'm already afloat, and you guys just help me stay afloat. Your positivity is wonderful, and I can never thank you enough. I don't really need to give any particular individual shout-outs. You all know who you are. You know exactly who I'm talking to about all this positivity, and thank you so much. So, wish me luck on my trip. I mean, in terms of audios and scripts, feel free to give me any ideas. You know, even if I can't exact your idea, it might give me an idea for something else, and maybe I'll make a script about it. I'm all about that, and I've got a post about suggestions, so feel free to drop an idea. And just say hi. If for anyone lurking on my sub, feel free to tell me, hey, message me and just tell me, hey, tell me you like my content. You know, give me some of your content, because I'm fully cool with listening to other people's content. You know, send me some dog pictures. Ask me about what books I like. I don't know. I'm just, at this point, I'm adding some extras to the end here. I'm notorious about not being able to cut the phone off when I'm on a conversation or making one of these. Hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you on the next one, whenever that is. Have a good day. Bye.